we can try the all those
2,000 different types of potatoes.
Just the potatoes. Oh. I wonder how different they are, but it sounds really fun. Like
potatoes are just like delicious.
Did you say they're cute?
They're cute. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like. I don't know. I feel like the only thing that I struggle with vegetarianism, and like my parents always give me a hard time, is that they're like, you eat so unhealthy as a result. Because it's hard for me in particular, because like I'm allergic to coconut, and like coconut isn't a lot of vegetarian products. Mm-hmm. And I'm also technically allergic to soy. Like I can eat some soy stuff, but like if I when I first became vegetarian, like I literally ate like tofu for like 2 meals every day, and like I could start to like feel it in my stomach. It was giving me like stomach pain, so like it is hard for like, I really like being vegetarian. I do like tofu, but like I just found that like I didn't have a ton of flexibility in terms of like tofu wasn't as much of an option for me, but I've learned to like tofu a lot more. Like our sorority has a lot of tofu.
I love tofu.
I know you really like tofu. Most vegetarians really like tofu.
I don't know. It just gets very versatile. Or maybe not versatile, it's just like yummy. I like the texture, which I know a lot of people don't like.
It's really good texture. And also like there's a lot of ways you can cook it.
Yeah.
You can like grill it and then like fried it and put a lot of different sauces, and the tofu tastes different. It's basically just like meat. You can do it.
Where have I been eating that like I've been getting tofu, like they've been asking like about tofu options. Oh my gosh.
There's also different types of tofu.
Yeah.
Where have I been eating? I don't know.
I've heard like a lot of things like you can do like with silken tofu, like puddings and desserts and stuff. Like if you like blend it, it makes it really creamy. But I've never done that before.
Oh well, so at like B Plate, which is like a cafeteria at UCLA.
It's the healthiest dining hall.
They have these smoothies in the morning there that I used to eat because we lived right above it. They have a tofu smoothie.
Oh, have you tried it? You missed out.
And Jordan like used to always be like, "That's fucking disgusting."
No,
like,
it's not.
You don't taste it. Like tofu doesn't really taste like anything.
No, tofu doesn't really taste like anything.
Yeah, and like if it's like silken tofu, it's gonna be super creamy and just add like a nice like. Again, like creaminess and protein and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought that's super yummy.
I mean, we already talked about in last episode how my personal favorite is the Tender Greens kids meal.
What's with tofu?
It's not tofu, but it's grilled cheese and it is vegetarian, so. But it's definitely a small portion size. Like, I'm like 5'9" and like a relatively...
You don't eat a lot.
I don't eat a lot. No, I like should eat more. I get hungry all the time. Wendy knows, like, because she lived with me for 2 years, but like I get hungry. Like,
yeah.
Emily also knows that. I feel like every night I'm around 11.
Like, I'm like, hungry, and I'm like, eat.
I don't use the word hungry. I just say I'm hungry. But
we have like all of our snacks in the drawer.
We have our snacks. We have like this dresser that has like what like. Five drawers in it.
Five drawers of snacks?
Well, no.
We have snacks. Emily, my snacks were all in this, like, kind of folding container thing from Target, and, like, Emily thought it looked ugly.
An attempt to keep it clean over here.
And it was getting messy, and she was worried about, like, my apples getting moldy and stuff.
Keep track of it every day.
I'm excited to take, like, we just went to Whole Foods yesterday, and I bought, like, a ton of new snacks. I got these crackers that are called, like, Mary's Gone crackers, they're gluten-free, and they're super good, and, like, they have, like, sesame seeds, like, sesame oil, soy stuff in it, and, like, they taste really savory and yummy, and I think they'd be really good with, like, hummus or, like, cheese or something, or peanut butter, and I got them, we're going to Ojai tonight, which is super exciting. So I packed all my Whole Foods snacks. I also got the Justin's peanut butter cups.
Yay.
I think like the cool thing about being like vegetarian, pescatarian is that like desserts like are still safe. Like you can eat whatever junk food pretty much that you want to eat.
Even though with like food, there's now a lot of like placement, like proteins. Like when you have like vegan burger that tastes almost like a real burger.
I just want to be clear that like where we live like really does not offer fish, and I like am on a student budget, so I'm not like going out and like
eating fish, like, when I'm not with my parents. I pretty much only eat fish with my parents, like,
mm-hmm.
Or if I'm eating sushi. But, like, I, on a regular, like, day-to-day basis, like, I'm eating vegetarian. Like, fish is, like, a very special occasion thing for me. But, yeah.
We live very close to the ocean, but we're not eating fish. We're, like, 15 minutes drive away.
I just
from
really
the ocean.
Like what fish tastes like. Like, I'm a huge, like, I really
yeah.
like, I really like the taste. Like, I know some people don't like seafood, so they wouldn't feel like they're missing anything, but I like, love all seafood. I love, like, oysters, salmon, raw stuff, like, all of it, I think is really good. You both, like, this sounds disgusting.
I really don't. That sounds so gross.
I really like all of it, so.
Emily, why did you start being vegetarian?
Well, it was, like, kind of, I don't know, I was, like, watching these documentaries, and honestly...
At age of what age?
I don't know, like...
10?
10?
No!
12.
Like, 13?
Yeah, like, 12, 14. 13.
Like,
you're
14.
Not 20, wait, no.
I'm 20.
You're 20.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 6 years. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, for a second I thought you were 24, and I was like...
She's 24, and we must be 30.
Yeah, what? But no, yeah, I was just, like, watching some, like, documentaries, and then I was, I don't know, they're very precise. Well, I mean, that's their, like, point, and, like, I don't know, it just sort of made sense. Like, I didn't want to, I don't know, why do we... I don't like talking about it very much because it always sounds like, again, like I'm trying to make people.
True.
Yeah.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
We,
a lot of times
we
I feel
just want to, like, also add in a disclaimer that, like, while we're, like, all plant based, like, we're not saying that that works for everyone,
yeah.
and we're not saying
we're not
everyone.
To ask you guys
we're not asking
to
you to become plant based.
Yeah.
We're just, we find it, I think we all find the whole concept really fascinating.
Yeah.
And, like,
we like
talking about
it
and we like doing it. But, like, again, everyone, and some people have, like, certain dietary needs where, like,
yeah.
they need to eat, like,
exactly,
need,
yeah.
So, like, it's, but, yeah, but, so don't worry about sounding, like, preachy, like, it's fine.
But, I mean, I guess, like, for me, it's just, like, very second nature now that I don't even think about it. Like, one of my really good friends is trying to become vegetarian, too.
Which friend?
Marie.
Oh.
And she's doing it kind of, like, Monday,
shout out
Wednesday.
Marie.
Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But it's, like,
club.
She's talking about, like, kind of, like, how hard it is, and it's kind of hard for me to, like...
I've never heard of, like, breaking it in like that. Like, did she find that online, or is she just,
no,
like,
she's
doing
just
it?
Trying to do it. Like, I think, I don't know, I feel like also a major component for me is also just, like, the environmental aspect of it.
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So totally. I think also she's just trying to reduce, like, her...
She's an environmental science major,
yeah.
right? Yeah.
So just, like, I don't know, if everyone could do that, like, reduce their meat consumption by that
little
much.
Bit.
Yeah,
little
yeah
bit
I feel
would
like
really help so much.
I feel
lot,
like
yeah.
I've, like, read things, places where they've been, like, if every person could commit to eating one vegetarian meal, like, a week or something, like, that would make a huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, honestly, that meal can be grilled cheese or pizza or, like, literally
the thing is,
any,
it's like,
any of the yummy things that you
want
to eat.
Vegetarianism, it's really easy and also usually pretty inexpensive, like
yeah.
a grilled cheese is like one of the cheapest foods that you can make, and then even though it's not super nutritionally dense, it's still gonna be, like, tastes really good. I don't know,
yeah, now that I live
yeah.
in apartments, like I cook every night, but
mm-hmm.
like it's so simple. I just buy like groceries like from like Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
They're all packed in like plastic bags. You don't have to wash them or cut them. You just like put oil in the pan, kind of like heat it up, and
do
then
you do,
dunk
like,
a bunch.
Fries
yeah, stir
up?
Fries. It's so simple.
Yeah.
It's just like 5 minutes, and
mm-hmm.
then one meal is cooked. And then you don't have to wash it too much because you didn't put that much oil
yeah.
in it. You just the whole thing takes like 15 minutes, and your food is good to go. So like, it's definitely saved you a lot of time and money, and then it's healthy too.
Yeah.
And then for the protein,
I don't know, the,
yeah.
like the thing is that I'm for. If, like, my, like, husband or whatever, like, if they were like, oh, hey, do you want to make dinner? I
yeah.
want chicken. I'd be like, okay.
No, I wouldn't be able
I don't
to
know
do
how
it.
To cook that.
No.
Chicken? I think I've heard of that.
Honestly, like, the reason I became vegetarian was because, like, I started having, like, almost, like, a visceral reaction to, like, meat and stuff, where, like, Wendy knows, like, the suddenly the smell of meat was, like, it was really weird. All of a sudden, like...
Yeah, so your body did definitely change over time. My body
definitely changed and was, like, this is gross,
well,
and, like...
I think once you make the connection to, like, this isn't just food, this is,
like beings.
This was an animal, yeah. You know? That...
It wasn't even that for me. It was honestly that, like, just the smell was making me want to throw up. Like, it was just that strong.
I still
strong.
Think meat smells good.
I don't know. The smell like of garlic. Meat honestly makes me feel gross.
You've said to me on multiple occasions as we're walking through restaurants, you're like, wow, it smells like meat. I still think the smell of meat smells good.
Really?
And I'm like,
being super critical.
Okay.
Well, I sometimes think it smells, like, really, really gross, and, like, it's just, like, makes me feel, like, nauseous and, like, one of my friends, like, Julia, she sent me, her dad was making, like, homemade beef jerky for, like, their hiking trip.
Ew.
Or something super wholesome. Yeah, and, like, and she was, like, she sent me a photo, because she knew I hate the smell, I don't like the smell of meat, and she was, like, she sent me a Snapchat, and she was, like, I wish you were here right now to
smell this
beef jerky, and I was, like, oh my gosh.
Like, delete her on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really interesting, because I've definitely had friends be, like, Why are you still vegetarian? Like, I think a lot of people, when they find out you're, like, vegetarian or pescatarian or vegan, they're like, oh, like, why are you still doing that? Or, like, if you occasionally complain about it, people are like, then stop. Like, and they're very, like, strong about it. I don't know. Like,
it's okay. I feel like sometimes what I experience is that, like this weekend I was in Chicago with, like, in a conference, and then a bunch of us were trying to order pizza, and then they were asking, like, oh, does anyone have any dietary restrictions? And I said, oh, I'm the only one that's, like, vegetarian, but I said it, and I feel kind of bad because, like, they have to order, like, a separate pizza just for me because everyone want to eat
Everyone
meat.
Likes cheese pizza.
I was gonna say, like, sometimes, like, that,
yeah.
I do feel like, oh, like, should I just eat meat since I'm just choosing not to eat meat? It's not like I cannot eat meat.
That makes sense,
but then, like,
yeah.
I feel like it's fine. Like, just be yourself. Like, people eventually did, like, order a separate pizza because, like, cheese pizza is good. Like, veggie pizzas are healthy anyways. So they didn't
pizza
complain at all.
Healthy,
they were just like, yeah, sure. Like, we were just going to order a separate one, like, and we can all share it. So that's, like, one thing I realized is that, like, being vegetarian, like, don't think about too much of how other people think about you. Just do whatever, do
what
you want.
I understand, though, because, like, I know with my family, like, my parents, like, are huge meat eaters. Like, they both, like, my brother and my dad, like, dig steak, like, so much. And, like, this one restaurant we always go to as a family, like, they literally have, like, one vegetarian option, and it's, like, the Impossible Burger. Have you guys heard of the Impossible Burger?
Like, yeah.
It's, like, a vegan burger, but, like, I don't always feel like, we go there, like, usually once a week, and I'm, like,
oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, I'm, like, I don't feel like eating an Impossible Burger today. And, like, so I started, that was one of, like, I don't know, that was an influence. I think my family's, like, refusal to accommodate me, and I was living at home for, like, a month and a half over the summer, and I was, like, I don't know, I just was, like, it would be easier, like, on... I just felt like it would be easier on them if I, like, ate, like, some fish and stuff, but again, as I said, like, I do really love fish, and, like, I think it tastes really good, and I enjoy eating it, so I'm, like, it honestly made things a lot easier. Like, I could be pescatarian, like, my entire life. Like, I, like, don't feel like that will ever change at this point, but, like, being vegetarian, if I had continued to be vegetarian, I definitely would have gone, like, in phases, for sure. I think it's, like, a question of, like, making a more, like, a choice that you can sustain, like, for longer, rather than something that's, like, harder that you can do for a shorter period of time, if that makes sense. But, like, some people are meant to be vegetarians. Like, Emily's definitely meant to be a vegetarian.
Have,
like,
you thought about going vegan?
I've thought about it so much. I used to, like, I don't know, when I was in high school, I, like, really tried to be vegan.
Wow.
And
wow,
it's, like,
I didn't
really
know
hard.
That.
I didn't know about it.
I didn't know about that. Wow, this just in.
Yeah.
This just in, yeah.
Story.
I mean, it's, like, not that hard, and I do try, not that I really try to limit my dairy consumption, but just, like...
Do you actually? I've seen you eat a lot of yogurt.
I know, that's the thing.
Yeah.
Like, I do eat a lot of, maybe not a lot of yogurt. I have maybe 2-3 yogurts a week. No, not even that much. I haven't had yogurt yet this week. But I do eat.
Have you just not been eating breakfast this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Breakfast.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. It's just, I do think that I don't know, dairy, if I could eliminate that with complete ease, I would. The thing is also, like, I just love dessert. I am such a
lot of oh, like, have, like, you do love it. Your, like, salt and straw and, like...
Well, yeah.
Do they have vegan options and stuff?
Yeah, they like, do. They have, right? Like, one or two vegan options. I was talking to someone recently who's vegan, and they were like, oh, there's, like, a vegan option there. Who was it?
There's, like, vegan ice cream shops, but a lot of the placement they use are, like, coconuts, so if you are, like, yeah. allergic to
I could
it,
never be vegan. I could literally could never, because it's, like, soy and coconut. Like, yeah. it's, that's it. It's like, fine. No eggs. Like, yeah, I could literally, like, my body would not permit me to be vegan, but, yeah, I guess the good thing about being vegetarian is you can still eat, like, cake and, like, cookies, brownies, omelets.
I kind of forgot that eggs are counted. Like, if you're a vegetarian, you can still eat eggs.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that.
A lot of people ask me, though, if I tell them I'm a pescatarian, they're like, do you not eat eggs? Like, most people don't get that,
really?
Like, vegetarians can still eat eggs.
I forgot about it. The other day, I was at Cheesecake Factory, and then they don't have, like, many vegetarian options. So I was, like, looking at the menu, and I was like, oh, I don't think I have much to eat except for, like, pasta and, like, cheese pizza. But then I saw, like, omelet. I was like, wait. I think this is vegetarian, right?
Oh, man.
I was like, yeah, I'm gonna order this.
That's
so
funny.
I ate, like, omelet in the first time in a while.
Omelets are good, though.
Yeah, they're healthy, too.
Mm-hmm. The cheese... usually when I go out to restaurants, I'll be like, hey, can I get this salad with the chicken, steak, or whatever on the side? Because usually it's just, like...
One of your friends eats it.
Yeah, and usually, yeah. like, you pay... It's not less money if you ask for no meat on it. And I feel like that's kind of a rip-off. I'm like, hey, I'm just gonna get on the side. Someone in my family or my friends will eat it, and it's fine.
True. Never thought about it. I usually just look for, like, the vegetarian options.
I think, actually, in Ojai, there's a lot of good, like, vegan food. I think it's,
out.
Like, I know, I think it's, like, I know. Our friend Ashley, who's going with us, like, she's, like, definitely not vegetarian or
but
vegan.
But she eats a lot of vegetarian
But she eats
food
a lot
too.
Of vegetarian food. Like, yeah.
I'm excited.
There's supposed to be a really good vegetarian Mexican, like, food stand.
Oh, there's the restaurant, what is it called? The one you went with Ashley and her boyfriend.
Oh, Gracias Madre?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, okay, so, like, if you ever have a lot of money and you want to do some vegetarian, not that much money, but, like, if you have some money to spend and you want to do some, like, fun vegetarian eating, Gracias Madre
mm-hmm.
is, like, my personal favorite, I think. Have you been there, Wendy?
I
know Emily's
Cafe
been
Gratitude.
There with me. We
and
went
then,
to Cafe Gratitude
together. I think
they're
related, the two of them.
Oh, really?
I think they are.
Yeah.
They're, like, cousins or whatever.
And then
but.
I tried, like, a Mexican bowl in Cafe Gratitude. It was really good. It was just, like, guacamole, beans, rice, and a bunch
making
of, like...
Making me, like, I'm already hungry. Like, you're making me hungry thinking about that.
She didn't eat a lot of dinner. I only ate a bar. Because
I was, like, Ashley and I were maybe going to eat together again, so I was, like, I don't want to, like, overdo it.
Maybe you guys
can
stop on the way.
I got a message,
too. Wendy, you read it on your phone because I don't want to interrupt the podcast.
She said, still good for me to pick you all up at 8 to 8:15?
Yes.
Yes, I will reply.
I'm actually going
to break... I thought she's in the house, too.
Break up. No, she's not in the house.
She lives here, but just isn't here right now.
I'm going to break out. Do we want to do a taste test of mine?
Oh, I just don't want it to be, like, ASMR and have it be all, like, crunchy On tape, okay.
We're gonna... This is not sponsored by Mary's Gone Crackers.
Oh, God.
We're each gonna have one. Do you not like
it? No, I like them a lot. I just don't like the sound. So sorry to our millions of listeners right now.
We're just enjoying our night eating crackers. Friday night.
Yeah. It's been a good night. We've been, crafting a lot for we're in a sorority at UCLA.
I'm not, but
Emily and I are, and we have this tradition where you have, like, big and little sisters, and it's kind of like your, like, mentor, and I'm gonna have a little sister on Thursday. Wendy wants some more. I'm gonna have a little sister on Thursday, so I've been making a bunch of canvases and fun stuff for her.
Mm-hmm.
Emily's been coming in with the assist.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe we can make an episode about, like, crafting and stuff. We'll see. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know how to talk
no,
about
it. No, I think it would be really fun to do. I think it would be fun to do an episode where, like, we each talk about what we've eaten, like, in a day.
What you've eaten that day?
Not in a, like, obsessive way, but in a, like, hey, like, this is how, like, you can eat vegetarian for a whole day, and, like, what, like, goes into that. Or for me, pescatarian, but,
That's good. I think you can call yourself vegetarian unless you've eaten, like, you don't need to set, like, clarify pescatarian.
Oh, really?
Every time you call yourself vegetarian. Oh, wait, pescatarian.
I'm 80% vegetarian at this point right now, so. Over the summer, different story. When my parents are in town, different story.
Different story. My parents won't let me eat,
Wendy's,
like, vegetarian
from
food.
Wendy's, like, we've talked about in this last episode, but Wendy's, like, an international student from China.
Thank you for the introduction.
You're welcome.
Reintroduction.
The reintroduction, but, so she, when she goes home to China, like, you tell him, Wendy, like, you told me it's, like, impossible to be vegetarian
in China.
It's
not, like, impossible, but, like, mostly, like, Chinese culture, food culture is, like, super meat-oriented. There's, like, meat in every single dish. Even, like, the most famous dishes of, like, the largest, like, cuisine culture are, like, meat. So, when I was back at home, like, I definitely love meat because I grew up eating a lot of meat, too. So, I was, like, I only come home every, like, once a year, so I want to eat, like, the best dishes. Mm-hmm. So I ate a lot of meat, and my parents never stopped me because they think it's, like, normal to eat a lot of meat. But back then, I actually wanted to start, like, vegetarian already because I've been eating a lot of, like, vegetarian food during the summer before I went back home. But then, like, with, like, the context of me going home once a year, and my parents were like, yeah, eat more meat. So I was basically, like, eating meat every single day. But I feel bad because I was like, yeah, it's not good for the environment, not that good for my body. Not that they're not good, but, like, and like, what I want to do, it's, like, less ideal than my, like, goal for eating. So, and then I could want to start, but I couldn't do it. So once I come back to school, I'm like, yay, freedom. I can finally eat what I want to eat. And I haven't told my parents yet. I feel like I would tell them eventually, but I don't want them to worry about me, be like, oh, eat meat every day.
That's what my dad is, but yeah. I'm just going to read off the ingredients in these in case in case the listeners are wondering, like,
this
what
is very not interesting. Okay.
Whole grain brown rice. Oh my god, you're making me laugh so much. Whole grain quinoa, brown flax seeds, brown sesame seeds, filtered water, sea salt, wheat free tamari. That's it. Like, that's literally six things. Like, I feel like that's, like, really cool. Because so many snacks. Again, not sponsored by Mary's Gold Crackers. But they're really,
maybe
I really
should ask them to sponsor us.
We should ask them to sponsor us. Get sponsored by Whole Foods and get free stuff from Whole Foods. That'd be
like,
cool.
Like, 1% discount on
the cracker. Oh my gosh. Do you know what would also be really cool? Doing, like, a taste test of, like, different foods from, like, Trader Joe's. I don't know. Just thinking out loud. So funny.
Audiences, how do you guys think of this idea?
Yeah.
Let us know. Like,
shoot us
in
the comments.
DM us.
Let us know in the comments.
About what do you want to hear?
Follow us on Instagram. Hear?
Like, cater to your, like, wishes.
We should make an Instagram. We can post, like, memes and stuff. That would be so
memes?
Funny. Yeah.
With, like, what? With our pictures? Like,
pictures. Memes of ourselves.
That's not gonna be good for our, like, job search. People
I know,
look at
oh
our
my gosh.
Pictures are like, what are
these?
Oh my god,
doing? Okay, so I told Emily this, but I went to the honors advisor today, and you know how I told you that, like, last time, like,
we can talk about it in the podcast.
This is just a whole mishmash of things, but, like, that I was gonna graduate, like, way late.
Yeah.
So it turns out whoever told me that was completely wrong.
Because they want
to... I don't know if they're trying to make the university
more money,
but... So I can do a minor. I can do the film minor and still graduate on time. So, yay!
Good
anyways, I don't want to sidetrack the podcast too much. Sorry, I just thought I'd share. Oh my gosh, wow, this ended up being a lot longer than we thought it was going
to
be.
We were
but
not trying to make it 26
signing
minutes.
Off, look forward to our next episode.
Bye!
Have a good weekend!
Bye, have a good weekend!